When We Awake is a production that is showing at the Masamba Theatre in the Baxter Theatre Complex in Rondebosch. Marina Khrubunov went to go see it last night. Marina, what did you make of it? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. You know, it took me a long time to start writing about this. And we've been talking about it all morning. But I'm very sure the director, Nwabisa Plaiki, did not anticipate that her issue-driven play, When We Awake, would start its public life in a week when, once again, a mother would have to face life without a little girl. Moreover, she would have to live a life with the knowledge that her little girl's last days were most probably spent in horror and fear. My question, how does one go on? But the death of eight-year-old Tasneem van Wyk would not be enough to stop politicians in Parliament, both male, to resort to using gender-based violence to fuel their base and petty political agendas. And this is not the first time either. I recall an incident late one evening when my heart jumped into my throat when a male MP deliberately called another one a rapist, as if rape was something to be volleyed across the benches like a tennis ball. And the same parties were involved too, just by the way. The mind boggles. I mean, we chant the litany of names of these girls in an effort to shock the authorities into action. We write plays about girls like Anine Boysen of Bredasdorp, who remembers her. We start campaigns to highlight once again the lack of a sexual offender register that can be enforced and the inefficiency of our sad, sad police force who too often are on the wrong side of the law too. No wonder Nwabisa tells me that the last two short plays she directed at the Baxter, Florence and Wine in the Wilderness, took place in the time when Unene Mkhwetyana was murdered in the post office. I knew Hannah Cornelius many years ago when she was a little girl, running around in Scarborough with my goddaughters and little friends, as little girls should be doing at that age. I remember being slightly irritated at their piercing young voices as they chased each other around the lawn. Now I know that I should be relieved when those voices are raised in joy rather than fear. Now, Bisa uses the, in When We Awake, she uses the hashtag Men Are Trash, hashtag Me Too, and hashtag Am I Next in an effort to get conversation going around this topic. we had it all morning. And yet, what are the answers? And the effect of a play is powerful because she doesn't shy away from any aspect of this unpalatable subject. And the devices she uses are not new. She uses a play within a play and various other things. The two actresses enter, for example, Nolufefe in Tshuntsha and Sisipho Mbopha, and they discuss their prospects of creating a play that they could do at international festivals too, as well as in the country, obviously, and which would be successful and which they could take around. They start naming the playwrights, and that's really funny. And that's the one thing about this play. Nwabisa does allow you in changing scenes and things to decompress a little because it can become much. And there are triggers. So, but the options when they discuss the playwrights are so funny. But that stands in total contrast to the first scene they rehearsed. That was shocking in this extreme, to the extent that the actresses say to each other, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry, I can't do this. We have to try something else. But it's so effective that it leaves you wide awake in your seat for the remainder of this play. The two actresses Nolufefe and Sisipho, they each play various roles, and both of them excel in every one of those. The basic story is of two girls who are haunted by the loss of their sister, Notia. They are told by their mother that Notia died in a pot of porridge. The grandmother tells them a completely different story. And then these versions are used as a basis to explore the issues surrounding the hashtags that I mentioned earlier and gender-based violence in general. The play has developed to this point through Nwabisa's collaboration with the veteran actors Mcebisi Shabangu and Andrew Buckland, and the young actors Sizwe Sandile Mmisi and Orabile Ditsitele, who starred in The Fall. And then lastly, also then Nolufefe and Sisipho. The last two are the ones who have tinkered and tweaked the script during a month of hard work to the point where we can now be shocked and entertained and encouraged to consider matters and to decompress every now and then, but to think. Nolufefe has long been one of my favorite actors. Africa, I'm sure you'll agree with me. I mean, she is so fantastic. She leans against the wall. She slumps, leans against the wall and pushes her hands in her pockets, and she immediately becomes that predator male. Sisipo is her equal in chameleon-like qualities, exactly what a director needs in a two-hander-like when we're awake. And I must admit, the play is about an hour long, but the Q&A after the play was equally enlightening. And I reminded myself that my fist needed to remain clenched at this point, at the end of the play. So please go and see it at the Masamba.
It is important, particularly given the news and the conversation we've been having, not only on this day, but the last few days following the news of the body of Tasneem Van Wyk being found on the N1 in a near Worcester. Really, really, really disturbing. Marina Khribano, thank you very much for that. When We Awake, showing at the Baxter Theatre's Masamba Theatre until the 29th of February. Performances at 7 o'clock every day. And 60 minutes is the length of the performance without an interval. And I should have checked actually with Marina Khribano whether there are Q&As every day. But if on the evening you go and see the play and there is a Q&A, as Marina was suggesting, you obviously stay for that if possible. When We Awake, a play directed by Nwabisa, showing at the Masamba Theatre until the 29th of February. You can buy your tickets through Web Tickets.